China Lectures Israel on Collective Punishment While Committing Genocide Against Muslims. By Francis Martel on October 16, 2023. China lectured the government of Israel this weekend to avoid the collective punishment of Palestinians in its response to the mass murder of more than 1,300 people by the jihadist terror group Hamas, attempting to assert itself as a legitimate mediator in the Middle East despite Beijing's ongoing genocide against its Muslim populations at home. The Communist Party of China has brutalized the majority Muslim indigenous populations of East Turkestan since dictator Mao Zedong seized the territory in 1949, rebranding it the Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region and repressing both cultural and religious leaders in the region. Since 2017, however, under dictator Xi Jinping, the Chinese government has escalated its repression to a campaign of genocide, using an extensive network of 1,200 concentration camps to indoctrinate, sterilize, torture, and enslave as many as 3 million Uyghurs. Despite its abhorrent recent history of repressing Muslims, the Chinese Communist Party has begun jockeying for a position as a mediator between Israel and Palestinian leaders in light of the massacre of Israeli civilians by Hamas on October 7, which Jerusalem has vowed to respond to with a decisive campaign to eliminate the jihadist threat. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi spent much of the weekend on phone calls with his counterparts in Turkey, Iran, and Saudi Arabia attempting to make China relevant to the war in the region. China has reason to believe the Muslim world will welcome its support of radical Islamic groups against Israel despite its ongoing genocide of Muslims at home. Muslim leaders in the Middle East have largely fallen silent in the face of the genocide. The Communist Party occasionally invites Muslim scholars to East Turkestan to witness and endorse the erasure of local culture and Islamic faith in the region. The Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salman, endorsed the Uyghur genocide as a legitimate anti-terrorist operation in 2019. Wang spearheaded efforts by the Chinese government this weekend to lecture the Israeli government about the defense of human rights, claiming that Israeli military action against Hamas in Gaza had gone beyond self-defense and into collective punishment of the Gaza people. The state-run propaganda newspaper Global Times paraphrased Wang, the foreign minister, as asserting in a call with Iranian Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdollahian that the exercise of the right to self-defense should comply with international law and international humanitarian law, including ensuring the safety of civilians and detained individuals. Wang similarly condemned Israel in his call with Saudi counterpart Prince Faisal bin Farhan Al Saud. The outlet reported, Israel's actions go beyond the scope of self-defense. It should heed the calls of the international community and the UN Secretary General and avoid collective punishment of the people of Gaza. The government of Israel is currently engaging in limited military operations in Gaza and targeting Hamas outposts in response to the Al-Aqsa flood, as the terrorists branded their October 7 attack. On that day, Hamas terrorists fired thousands of rockets into Israel and invaded on foot, going door-to-door and torturing, raping, and killing civilians at random. Israeli experts handling the remains of those killed revealed that forensic evidence revealed significant evidence of torture. The Israeli government published photos of infants burned to death and apparently shot dead. Israeli officials confirmed that some babies were found decapitated. The attack occurred on the Jewish holiday of Shmini Atzeret, the final day of the annual High Holy Day cycle. China reacted to the mass killings by immediately blaming the United States, claiming Washington was an enemy of world peace somehow responsible for the Hamas attack and its aftermath. The Chinese government has also echoed Hamas's demands for the creation of a state of Palestine to end jihadist slaughters. Beijing has not categorically condemned the Hamas attack, instead describing stopping Israel from responding as a top priority last week. Chinese state media also falsely accused Israel of using white phosphorus against civilians in Gaza, using outdated photos from Syria as evidence. Speaking to reporters on Friday, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Wang Wenbin not only reiterated China's stance in favor of Hamas's strategic goals, but revived the non-existent Uyghur terrorist group the East Turkestan Islamic Movement, ETIM, to justify its ongoing genocide. On the Gaza issue, Wang claimed that the carnage Hamas inflicted on Israel was because justice has eluded the Palestinians for too long and that the solution to the conflict was an international peace conference to create a Palestinian state. I need to stress that China has no selfish interests on the Palestinian question and always stands on the side of peace, equity and justice, Wang added. The foreign ministry spokesman also claimed that Edom, an alleged Uyghur jihadist outfit posing a threat of such magnitude to China that Beijing deemed genocide a necessity, continued to pose serious danger to the security and stability of countries where it operates. Combating Edom is an important part of the global counterterrorism efforts, Wang claimed. In reality, no evidence indicates that Edom is an operational terrorist organization. The government of the United States removed Edom from its list of foreign terrorist organizations in 2020 on the grounds that it does not exist. Flashback: Chinese concentration camp survivor. I saw people tortured for denying Xi Jinping is God. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.